Alright, so the last thing I recorded did not record properly. So now I'm just gonna. What the hell? This piece of shit. Oh my god. Why did this thing stop? I clicked record and it didn't go. This is the third time I'm recording this now. I fucking hate Samsung software, man. I didn't install the Anchor app because I haven't done a podcast in a while. But in any case, I am driving. Oh, so today is September, I don't know, 5 or 6. It's a Sunday. It's like a long weekend. And I am driving from my house in Vaughan to a campground called Sandbanks Provincial Park. It's kind of like last minute plan because my friend of a friend had this booking, but he couldn't go anymore, so he just gave it to me. And then I messaged a couple people to see if anybody wants to go, but nobody could, so I just decided to go by myself. So I picked up all my camping gear from before downstairs yesterday, loaded it up, and then now I'm ready to head out. Basically about like a 3-hour drive, but it's a nice sandy beach, and honestly this is probably the last weekend you might be able to get away with swimming in the lake because it's going to just be too cold. Even today it might be too cold. I'll see when I get there. I brought my wetsuit just in case because I really want to go swimming, but it's basically like 22 degrees outside today. Like, it's officially fall. Summer was way too short. But it was a good summer though. I really enjoyed the summer. My mood today is probably like a 7 or 8 out of 10. Recently, what has happened is I bought an electric skateboard at the beginning of summer, and it just got shipped maybe on Friday, and today's Sunday. So I've been like playing around with it for 2 days straight now. I've been doing some deliveries on that thing. Made like 30 bucks. You know, every dollar counts. So eventually I'm going to be able to pay off that skateboard. But basically I think I have like another month or two months at max of left riding on that thing. But it's so fun, man. You know, like sometimes when you buy something, you're just like, oh, like I have this huge expectation of this. And then when you get it, it's usually like a letdown. But this is the one purchase where I was like, I have a huge expectation of this, and it delivered on everything. I'm so happy with this purchase. But so that's one thing that I'm very grateful for, and that has brought me a lot of joy over the past 2 days. What else? So I guess I'll work backwards and tell other stuff before I get to what I've done this whole year. Recently, I've been getting back into the dating game. Mainly, I just use Coffee Meets Bagel because I find that's like the app that's more, the most result-orientated app for me. It produces the best type of quality matches, and then because I'm looking for like a long-term relationship, so it's more conducive to that as opposed to some other apps. But anyways, I was on it I think I installed it like in January, February. And then I uninstalled it like recently because I went on a date with this girl called Alice, who's a pharmacist. And like we met for the first time, like she's got like really cool fashion style. Like she's like half and half, just like me. She came to Canada when she was very young and she can speak fluent English, fluent Chinese. So great. And then we're like getting each other's jokes, like it was very good communication, you know, like the first date, like very good first impression. Originally we went for a coffee or like bubble tea. That was like 3 p.m. And then we ended up getting dinner that same day. So we spent like 5 hours together on that first date. And I was like, you know what? I really like this girl and I'm just gonna delete this app because like I think there's potential here and like there's no need for me to like keep on trying to date other people.
In 3 kilometers, take exit 522 for County Road 40, Wooler Road toward Trenton.
All right, so Yes, ma'am. So maybe I'll Google will tell me some other stuff very soon. Because I'm, how far am I? Whatever. But anyways, the whole thing is like, we had a really great date, then we had a second date, then we had a third date. And what I did wrong is I came off way too strong. Like, on that first date, she went in to pay for dinner, and then, like, I just deleted that. And then she came out, and I was like, I should not have told her, like, what I did. But she kept, she's like, oh, what did you do? And I was like, you know what? I deleted the Coffee Meets Bagel app, but no pressure. And then we just kind of joked around about it. So, and then it was still good on that first date. But then on the second date, I went like ultra romantic. We went to a Tommy Thompson Park, which is a really nice bike trail that I like to go to in the summertime. And she got like electric bike rental from one of the Big C systems, and then like I was doing a little bit of filming, and then so
in 800 meters take exit 522 for County Road 40 Wooler Road toward Trenton.
Okay, so did some filming. I made a compilation video, like synced it up to music, and then showed it to her. And anyways, but I also made like a custom playlist for that day.
Take exit 522.
I will continue the story once I get off this interchange.
In 400 meters, continue onto County Road 40, signs for County Road 40 South, Wooler Road South.
Alright, so I gotta
head east toward County Road 40.
Okay.
Continue for 6 kilometers.
Yes, Google lady. Let's go. And now we are continuing for 6 meters. 26. Huh. Probably got like another hour or something. But anyways, so I went ultra romantic, and because it was a mixtape, like you can't physically give somebody a mixtape anymore. It was just like on Spotify. I actually, I don't know what I was thinking. Anyways, it was just too romantic. I had like these iPhone pamphlet booklets, you know, from when you get like a new iPhone, like there's a little information packet. So I used that and had like a DIY crafting. I painted it to look like a mixtape. And then like inside I had a little pamphlet with all the tracks that were on that playlist. And then if you read out the first letter, like sequentially down, what it said, it was like, "Be my girlfriend, Alice." She actually didn't get it. And then I had to explain to her. I was like, oh. She was like, oh, cool, thanks. Anyways, it was just like way too strong for like a second date. But you know what? I'm like usually pretty good with this type of stuff. Like I have like a good intuitive feeling about like who's gonna work out like compatibility wise. Because I have gone like a bunch of dates. I had like, not to brag or anything, but like I had like a long relationship history. Like I've dated all kinds of girls, so I know exactly what type of girls I like. And she reminded me a lot of my ex, which I was like one of the like the most meaningful relationship I had. But she had like one advantage over my ex is that she spoke perfect English. So when we spoke to each other, we were like flip back and forth between Chinese and English seamlessly. But anyways, so I gave her that mixtape, and then also on the first date, I already told her, I said like, look, I have bipolar disorder. Well, I didn't tell her like that, but like it just kind of like came out because I was asking about each other's history. I was like, oh, no, I went to Australia, I was hospitalized, da da da. And I think she was okay with that. And on the second day, she even told me, she's like, oh, like I told you about, told you to my mom and dad, and then like it took me like 3 hours to explain like what the condition was and everything. So everything was looking up. But on the third date, prior to the third date, like we've been texting back and forth, and then like you can sense when somebody is like losing interest. because like they'll take longer to respond and stuff like that. But the main point is on the third date. So on the first and second day, they were like, she was like, I'm looking for something serious. And on the third day, she was like, you know what? I'm just looking for something casual. And so at first I was like, oh yeah, you know what? Don't worry about it. My bad. Like, I came off too strong. We can just start off as friends. And then I went home and thought about it. I was like, that's not what I want at all. It's like, why am I like bending to these things that I like, I don't completely agree with, right? So it's a very weak position. So I messaged her. I was like, you know what? What did I say? I just basically like, I sent her two videos about attachment theory, because she told me she had like detached attachment theory. And then I'm pretty sure I have like, I'm in between like a secure/anxious attachment style. And like, there's a video that explains like the problems that you can encounter when these two type of people, when these type of people get together. And then there's another video about like, should you show interest to another person that you like explicitly, and then like, so it's another video that explains that. But yeah, so.
In 600 meters, turn right onto Loyalist Parkway, County Road 33, signs for Picton.
All right. So I sent her those videos. I was like, why don't you watch these two videos and we can have a talk about it. But she basically has already made the conclusion that we're not compatible. And I could argue.
Take the next right onto Loyalist Parkway, County Road 33, signs for Picton.
Even though I really like her, I think it's not going to work. Anything I say is not going to work, basically. Because what are my reasons? Well, the reason is like, you're coming from like a place of weakness, and it's just not going to be bad, be good for that relationship. I'm not going to try to convince people to be with me. It's just really like, if you want to be with me, you can be with me. But yeah, I'm kind of bummed out that this didn't work, because I really liked her. She's like the first girl since my ex that I felt this way about. But I'm kind of really grateful for her, because since my ex, I didn't think I could find somebody and have that type of connection again. So I was like, you know what, like, my ex is like the best I could do. And now I see, you know what, there's like people out there. It just takes time and it takes work. So I'm still hopeful I'll find somebody who is compatible with me and who will be happy to be with me. And yeah, so that's where I'm at right now. So I think I'm, oh my god, this is such a line. Holy shit. Because of COVID, everybody is going to like provincial parks over long weekends. I had this happen the other day, but basically I'm like super backed up now. Oh my god. So more time for podcasts. So that's what's been happening on the girls' front. And then for work. So on the last podcast, I was talking about moving to Thailand to do my scuba diving license. And what had happened is I decided to go to Honduras Roatan instead, which is an sort of island off of the mainland of Honduras. And but also for my scuba diving instructor license. So I bought a one-way ticket. I think it was last year, either in November or December, like basically right after that podcast. And that was for March of 2020. And I never, I actually got a job offer, like a full-time job offer with the federal government. I think it was in December or something. And they said you can start in January. And yeah, because I applied for the government job like a long time ago, but you know, this is a funny story about this government job, because there was like an interview and exam on the same day. And at that time I was working at the community center. And when I read that email, whoever wrote this email is like fucking retarded, because it's super long and like it's not very vegetable. Or maybe I'm just retarded for missing this critical detail. Because in the email they said, come to this office for an exam on Saturday in the morning. I was like, great. Now I'll just go there and do the exam. So because I thought it was only an exam, I just dressed in whatever, you know? Like I had my pink fedora hoodie and was wearing running shoes. But what I failed and missed in that email was that it's going to be an exam plus an interview. So here I was at 7 a.m. Just waiting for them to open up, and then like everybody else just like in suits. But anyways, like I did the interview. I guess it must have gone well because they offered me this job. It was a full-time job. And then I was like, the first day on the job, I made the declaration that I have a disability, a bipolar disorder, and so they were like, do you need any accommodations? So I was like, you know what, just monthly visits to my psychiatrist, and that's basically it. And then I also told them I had this plane ticket lined up for Honduras in March, and they allowed me to go, but they weren't going to pay me, which is totally fine with me, because then I get to use up the rest of my vacation days. So I went to Honduras for 2 weeks. I did my advanced open water diving certificate. And so now I can go down to 40 meters. Honduras was a really fun trip because I rented a scooter for most of the time there and just zipped around the island, enjoyed the sunshine, met some cool people, and then ate some really great food. And just, it's paradise, man. But then I came back. I was on one of the last flights out of the island before COVID hit and they shut down the airport. So I was quite lucky I came back. And when I came back, I was lucky too, because it was in March and the people were already taking like the COVID situation seriously. So my office was still open, but they were like, you should quarantine for 2 weeks. I was like, okay. So I was just basically at home for 2 weeks, not doing anything, because none of this work from home thing was set up. And then, so what happened was, eventually during my quarantine, they closed down the office and then everybody shifted to work from home. So I just been working from home now. And because I work from home, like I had more time to spend with my grandma. So I've been going out for walks with her every day. So I go out for a walk with her in the morning. I go for a walk with her in the afternoon, like after dinner. It's been quite good. And then recently, like it's like the whole dynamic at home with my whole family has gotten even better, because like they were like so hopeful that I was gonna get together with this girl who was a pharmacist and was pretty and who speaks perfect Chinese and English. But I still haven't told my family, like there's basically nothing there between me and this girl now, but I gotta find a time to tell them. So that's basically what's been happening. And then this summer has been really, really good, because like I've been hanging out with some of my friends. We've been going biking, we've been going to the beach. Because I found out recently there's a GO train station with a GO bus that goes to, what's it called? That goes to downtown, to Union Station. It's like one direct bus and it's right next to my house. And it's so nice. So I don't have to worry about driving, parking. I just load up my bike. 40 minutes later, I'm downtown. I can go anywhere. Toronto downtown is awesome, man. I need to live downtown. I don't like living in the suburbs. And then my best friend, he moved back to Toronto. And then he moved into his condo at One Yorkville. It's got a sick view at like the 44th floor. Helped him move like recently, like 2 weeks ago. And I was like, oh man, I'm so jealous of this guy. Fuck, I wish I was living here. It's basically like the heart of downtown. Yeah, so, and then what else? Well, because the stock market has tanked, I have put in a significant amount of my savings into stocks. And I'm just not gonna touch it. and hopefully gets a good return in a couple of years. What else? Well, I've been doing therapy. So I found a therapist. This is a little backstory behind this. When I was working at the community center last year, I was supervising a basketball youth program. And on one of the days, one of the kids from that basketball program punched me in the face. It's kind of a long story, but basically, like, he punched me in the face, and I filed a police report. And as a result of that, WSIB, which is the Workers' Safety Insurance Board, has approved me for like 10 therapy sessions. And at first I was just like, you know what, I don't need this shit. But then after going to the therapist, like, I found it to be supremely helpful. It's like one of the best things that's happened that, since I got punched in the face. So I've just been going to this therapist. First it was like every 2 weeks, and then the therapy sessions ran out, but then I messaged my case manager at the WSIB, and she was able to approve some more sessions. Oh, they're so helpful. So, because I was very hung up on my ex, I could never like fully let her go. And so basically the first 3 or 4 sessions, I just went into her office and then just cried my eyes out. And then now she's helping me with like anger issues and like stuff with my parents. But yeah, just everything. It's very helpful. So highly recommend finding a therapist. Even after this WSIB claim runs out, my work has like 80% coverage. So it's not cheap, but it's gonna be a lot cheaper than if I had to pay out of pocket myself. So I'm definitely gonna continue with the therapy sessions, because it's like I haven't been taking any of the drugs that my doctor or my psychiatrist has prescribed. But that's okay, because we discussed it together, and he was on board with me stop taking the drugs. It's probably more than a year now. November I definitely stopped last year, so maybe like a year and a half now of no drugs at all, whether illicit or prescribed. And recently, what's funny is because I needed my psychiatrist to fill out a form for me for this disability tax credit you can get from the government. And then like on the call, he was like, well, you know, you've been like symptom free for like this long now, and you haven't been taking any drugs. So, and he just threw this out there. He was just like, your bipolar might just not be bipolar at all. It's maybe like drug induced. And then he just like threw it out very casually. And I was like, what? So I actually stopped him, whatever it was he was saying. I was like, hold on. Just so I'm clear, are you saying that I'm falsely diagnosed? And what is your confidence level that my bipolarism has just been drug induced? And then he kind of backpedaled a little bit. He was like, oh, you know what? Maybe I'm 20% confident now. But this time, and then I was like, so I pressed some more. And I was like, well, this time next year, if I'm still symptom free, what is your confidence level? And then he was like, maybe 80% at that time. Because this whole journey of bipolarism has been just me coming to grips with the fact that I have bipolar disorder. So now I'm like finally okay with it. I'm just like, you know what? I have bipolar disorder, but I can still lead a successful and fulfilling and meaningful life. And then he throws this out there. I was like, fuck, what the fuck? Anyways, it doesn't change much, but it's just kind of interesting. So that's what's been happening. And then like in my dating life, like my strategy has always been like on the first date, like always tell them, like, I have bipolar disorder, I'm not taking drugs, but this is what I have. Like, if you're okay with that, we can continue. If there's something there, if not. And it seems like almost every person I've met, they've all advised me against this strategy. Because I guess there's still stigma attached with mental illness. But I think I'm not sure what I would do going forward, but I would like to continue this strategy of just telling people upfront, like on the first date. Because my whole shtick, right? I don't know if you call it shtick, but my whole like thinking is that you shouldn't start off a relationship by concealing something very important about yourself, right? It's like sure, if they don't ask about it, I don't say anything. That's not lying, but that's deception, which is also not good. The fact of omitting information. And even like as I'm thinking about this with the situation with Alice, it might be the case that she's okay with my bipolar disorder, but then when she told her parents, they're like strongly advise her against it, and of course they will influence her thinking that way. But you know what, I'm gonna stick to my guns and bite the bullet, and I think somebody will come along. Okay.
In 600 meters, turn left onto Prince Edward County Road 1. Signs for County Road 1, Prince Edward.
Somebody was okay with me having this disorder, but managing it. And most girls I've talked to, they've expressed that they are appreciative of the fact that I'm
take the next left onto Prince Edward County Road 1. Signs for County Road 1, Prince Edward.
They're appreciative of the fact that I'm upfront about this type of stuff.
Continue on County Road 1 for 19 kilometers.
Okay, I don't know how far am I. It's probably like another 30 minutes to get there. God damn, this place is far. But it's gonna be great because I haven't gone camping this whole season, this whole year basically. Also brought my electric skateboard, which I'm not sure if I already mentioned on this recording, because like this is the third recording now I've done, because the phone just keeps on crapping out. But yeah, I bought an electric skateboard at the beginning of summer, and now it just arrived. So I have probably maybe another month or 2 months left of riding on this thing. My man, it's so fun. Every time I'm on it, I already put in like over 100 kilometers on it, and yeah, so it's a good time to be alive, man. I wish I was alive even later, because the technology in like 50 years, oh my god. Just thinking about like people born like today in 2020, the technology they're gonna have when they're 20 years old. Oof, insane. But yeah, I think that's it for me for this podcast. I will check in with myself maybe in another half a year or a year's time. Mood today is 7 out of 8. I'm not depressed. I'm not manic. I'm just neutral. I'm staying balanced.